Islam at all, I going back to Islam at all, because I realized I checked from the last time we spoke was Islam, so we skipped Lamed Aleph. Vidui Allah bin Secha Erev Avoker Al Yechzer. The person should make sure that he says Vidui every morning and every evening. Vizichra in Tzia and Vidur Shalayim, Mishivra and Lev, Ubedaoga, Ubanocha, Ubedima, and to be Zarecha Tzia and Vidur Shalayim. So the child is like, the obvious question is what's the hamshach of the two points here? And two sad things are Arveiros and on one side, and the fact that we're lacking Yerushalayim on the other side. So in the Iyunim from Reb Chatzkel Sarna, he seems to be asking the question. So he says that the Ikra Vidu is Bnei Chatzenu Galino Meartzenu, that to recognize the impact that our Vidu, if a person doesn't understand the impact of what he's done, what he's, you tell a child to say, "I'm sorry." So he says, "Okay, I'm sorry." You know, you're not very happy with him. You say, "Okay, what did you do?" "Well, I hit him." So that's like one level of saying, "I'm sorry." He says, "Okay, what? How do you think he felt about it? How did it impact him, etc." When you start getting the child to recognize that, then he realizes what he's done wrong. So if we don't understand the nechatenu galina me'atzenu, that what we've done is something which is infecting us in a reality, so we haven't really gotten it. So we haven't been moida. The vidui is to be moida, to admit what we've done. You know, if our attitude wasn't so bad, so we didn't really admit. Then he says, "Call me shenu misvada lifnei karna. Call yoim vidui kizet." If we don't get our vidui to the understanding of the impact of what we've done to the point that we've lost Yerushalayim, lo hishlem mitzvah savidui. He has not fulfilled vidui. That's how Reb Chatzkel Sarna says it. I was this error to a thought which is a pshat in the Rosh, or maybe just the thought which came out of it. You say vidui twice a day. So why? What's the vidui twice a day? Bzil Sharm says that in Zahiris, which is he sees Zahiris as cheshbon nefesh, is every single day a person has to make a cheshbon. That how well did he do that day? So did he accomplish on the day what he wanted to accomplish? The same way the Sarchim Hagadolim, that every night at the end of the day they look over the day, they see how well the books did, they see how well their business went, they think about what they could do better the next day. That's if the person has to live with the cheshbon, and that's the point of Bzil Sharm in Zahiris. A lot of times when we focus on vidui, we focus not so much on the sins of omission, but the sins of commission. We did things wrong, right? Probably our biggest problem is not what we did wrong, it's what we haven't done right. And there's two ways to say that. There's the obvious, I haven't done right. Right? So I didn't learn enough, right? You know, so that's, you know, I didn't work on trying to understand the situation, etc. I think that there's, I don't, I'm sorry that there's a, sometimes we don't see the world correctly. We don't see the world correctly. And we seem to, if we would see the world the way the Russian wants us to see the world, that this world is a prayster, like you said from the Chofetz Chaim, that, you know, Gan Eden is just, it's the next door, it's the next room over. If we don't understand the value of a mitzvah, we don't understand the damage of an aveira, the hefse mitzvah kenegas schara, we would live a totally different life. We would understand that we're here as a shliach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We understand that the whole world is created the chvoidi barasi v'tzarti v'vasisiv. We understand the power that we've given, that we're given to impact the whole bria. We understand, if we would understand that, we would live our lives differently. A lot of times, I talk this about this a lot by the, you know, when I speak to the Bachrim. Tisha B'Av was a very challenging day. It's a very, very challenging day. We don't live in a world where we have the emotions. You know, my Shiriger used to, you know, we talk about, she remembers in the she remembers, you know, the Yom Kippur and the Shtetl. The Yom Kippur and the Shtetl, people cried their hearts out the whole day. You know, I remember in my wife, you know, tell me, you know, in Tells, the Rebbetzins, you know, the Rebbetzin, Shiva Reb Chaim's Rebbetzin, Rebbetzin Fredel. She had her machzor in front of her. Tears came straight for 12 hours straight. But we don't have, you know, that's not our Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av, Shiva Reb Isaac, Zichli Baruch Hu, Isaac Gosman, one time said, he says, you know, in America, one tear is worth thousands of tears in Europe. In Europe, what was the kunst to cry? The matzah was kefirluch. His line, he says, you say a gomel chasadim tovim lamo yisrael every morning. He says you bench a gomel every morning. Why? If you made it alive from your house to the shul and the goy didn't kill you, you bench a gomel. That was what it was like in shtetl back in Europe. So of course, you know, the matzah was kefirluch. The poverty was rampant. People were starving. Shiva one time said over, he says, when he came from a poor family in Baltimore. So they said, you know, he went to Lita to learn. So they put him up that, you know, his stanza to eat, he eat his meals was by a gevir. It was a gevir. He was an accountant. This year was an accountant. So he's considered rich. He could afford fish. Not meat. He could afford fish. That's considered rich. He says, the first day, he bought an egg and he had them cook an egg for him. And he sat and they had like a breakfast, the Bachur made breakfast together. They had a dining room. He says, there's 450 Bachurim. There's one Bachur who could afford an egg. It was me. That was the last time I bought an egg. You know, the poverty was gefirlich. People were, the lack of medication, the goy and the tzoros. Of course, you came Tisha B'Av, you let it all out, and you just sat and cried your heart out. Since in America, one tear is worth thousands of tears over there. But even when we cry, you know, we cry what we relate to. What do we relate to? We relate to the tzoros of a human being. So the keenest, which talk about the Crusades, we had a keynote for the Holocaust. We relate to that. You hear a lot of these speakers, they get up and they speak, you know, between, and a lot of times they use Holocaust stories. We relate to that. We relate to human pain. We don't relate to not having a Beis HaMikdash. But if you look at the keynotes, the vast majority of the keynotes are about not having Beis HaMikdash. They're about the spiritual loss to Klal Yisrael. I think the right way to say it is that if we're putting it all together, what we're really saying is the reason why there was all this human this destruction of human life is because we don't have Beis HaMikdash. We don't really care to measure Beis HaMikdash. Yes, we do. The fact that there were 6 million didn't kill is because we don't have Beis HaMikdash. You want to understand what it means not to have Beis HaMikdash? That's a keli to understand what it means not to have the Kedusha, how we're not seeing the world properly. If we would have Mikdash, and we would see the world from the vantage point of Mikdash, we would be different, the world would be different, and we wouldn't have all these sorrows. We don't see the world right. On the Tzad HaTov, tell the Bachram, it says, every time you sit and you think to yourself, you know, I wish I was a better person. I wish I was better in learning. I wish I had a better davening. I wish I was more careful with mitzvahs. I wish I was more careful about the chaveroi. What are you saying? You're saying you want Mikdash. You're saying you want Mashiach. That's what you're saying. You're saying you want a life where you're more ruchnius. That is what you're saying. You just never put two and two together that's what Mikdash gave us. That's what the Beis HaMikdash gave us. The Beis HaMikdash gave us that there was Shechina here in this Bria. Can you imagine a world where Shechina was here? How different we were. So we do pine for the Beis HaMikdash. We do miss it. We just don't realize what we're saying. So the vidui that we're being misvada is how much I don't have, my life is not where I want it to be. It's not the vidui, I did this avera, did that avera. That's the vidui is, am I where I want to be? So the answer is no. B'zichron tzion rishalayim b'shivron leiv b'dago b'anocha b'dima. If we'd stop and push and think, Gewaltenwelt, I look back at my life, I look forward to my life, and I said, you know, I didn't do with my life what I wanted to do. I'm afraid I will not do in the future what I want to do. And I'm missing the keli which the Bereshit put in the Bria, which allows Klal Yisrael to be the tzuris that they're supposed to be. And had that been, I would be the person I want to be. And I would accomplish what I think I was supposed to accomplish. And I would see the Bria from the vantage point of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's vision. What does it mean that a person stands to daven and we have difficulty concentrating? What do it mean? What do the words mean we have difficulty concentrating and davening? What do the words mean? If we know what davening is, we have difficulty concentrating. If I tell you that I'm going to give you a machine which is going to give you everything that you need in life, and if you don't use it properly, your child's going to get sick, you'd be very careful with that machine. And I want you to learn how to focus on the machine. You know what it is. You wouldn't. You understand what it is. Do we understand that the power of davening impacts life? We believe it. We don't see the world through we see the world in physical eyes. We understand what it means to learn a word of Torah. You understand what it means to toil, to understand the Bereshit's words. It's the Bereshit's words. It's not an interesting shtickle Gemara. It's the Bereshit talking to us. Is that how we see a piece of Gemara? So we don't see the world right. We do a mitzvah because we're nice people. Yes, Baruch Hashem. Do we see another yid as a ben of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Do we see that other the Chofetz Chaim goes to this whole mashal about the person who's a lashon hara? You know, when the Malach comes to him, and he says, you know, that person he's a lashon hara about, you know, in Shemayim, the Halton the Sach from them. And he goes through, like, you know, they compared him to the, you know, to Moshe Feinstein, and they compared him to Vilna Gaon. They compared him in Shemayim. They said his mom was like the Rambam. You push it flats. They did. The Russian said, he's my son. So do we see another human being? Do we see another yid properly? We don't see anything normal. We push it. We see if a krum. We don't see. And Yerushalayim was the light which enlightened everything. And you saw the real world. We see a fake world. So that's the vidui that Allah b'nesecha erba v'iker ayechser. That we sit and we're moide them, and we don't get it. So what, you know, at least, you know, on Tisha B'av, you know, that person, I don't want to say it, but you know, it bothers me that when they talk about the Holocaust. Because I believe it's an outlet valve for the fact that we're not comfortable talking about Mikdash. We're scared to talk about the fact that we're not emotional about Lebimesim Mikdash. So let's talk about the Holocaust. But then I talk and feel something about. I'm saying sharp. I don't know. It's like don't do that. Yes, we have to mourn the source of Kleisel, and that is included. But we have to see it from a bigger picture, of a vantage point. That Klai Yisrael is crippled. The world is dark. We're in this hidden place, and we're sitting there. We're sitting in Jerusalem, and you sit and you mourn. We're mourning ourselves. We're mourning Klai Yisrael. We're mourning ourselves. We're sitting there mourning. I'm not what I'm supposed. What the Russian wants me to be. The world isn't what the Russian wants it to be. The Golos of the Shekhinah, the Bereshit, he wants to put his presence amongst us and have. You walked into Mikdash, you walked into a world where you saw the world from the. You were Roya, you saw Mikdash, you saw Kadosh Baruch Hu. You don't need to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. How the Man Tilma the Yira, that there was the person walked out with Yira. He walked out with seeing the world differently. You could never. It's never was the person. Never the same. And yeah, there's Yetzer Hara. So the But he saw a Bria from a different vantage point. You can't go back. You can't go back to where you were before. So that's what we're mourning. We're sitting down and we're mourning that we're forklenet, that we're nobodies, that we're nothings, that we're nothing. The guy says, right, the Pasuk in Eicha, Malchus Rabbah Goyim Ein Torah. He says, all of the Torah we have is no shaykhis to what it meant to the Torah which existed when Mikdash was there. There was an aura of Torah. There was a clarity of seeing the Bria. So I don't know, it has pshat in the rush, but at least I'm sorry to that Nakuda. I think that so that's why it's Erev Avoyker. It's not if it's just a list of all my litany of the things I've done wrong. So before you go to bed, you say your Vidi. What is a Vidi in the morning for? If it's what you're challenging yourself and what you're not and what you want to be and what you should be, and you're trying to get your head screwed on straight. So yes, it should be every morning. That's the Vidi of the morning. Right? I'm going to be moida that I don't see the world properly, and I'm going to try and see the world a little bit better from the way you want me to see the world today. The way it's true, the true world. That it's you, it's your world. The purpose of everything in the Bria is for you. I have a responsibility to do it for you, and I'm davening the Baruch Hashem that you give me the kelim to be able to see it more clearly. And the Kaili, which we know it was given to us, is Zichron Yerushalayim.